father had a brother named William, he would be my
Uncle Bill.
And if I wanted to be formal, I might call him my
Uncle Billy.
Or my
Uncle.
Uncle who?
Uncle William.
Mm-hmm. That's silly.
No, that's the way I would proceed.
What was Eisenhower's title? Good heavens.
Eisenhower?
Eisenhower's title before he became president.
Colonel?
And then he became a...
He had the highest rank there is, a five-star general.
Uh-huh. Who is head of the county court here?
The county court?
Uh-huh.
The court clerk?
And who presides at the county court?
The county judge.
Uh-huh. What's his name?
You mean his real name?
Yeah.
Here?
Uh-huh.
Judge Stovall.
Uh-huh. A person who goes to school is a...
Student.
A woman who works in a business office and takes dictation and...
Secretary.
Uh-huh. And let's see, we are not Canadians, we're not Mexicans, we are...
We're Americans.
Uh-huh. Special terms for Negroes.
Negroes?
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, we shouldn't do it, but our southern accent here is niggers.
Uh-huh.
And that's wrong.
Well, it's the one that's common.
It's common, just the old niggers we call them, N-I-G-G-E-R-S. Huh?
I don't like them niggers.
Well, you should. You should call them niggers or colored people, because we're learning now. And we should have known a long time ago that people are human beings and have to be on an equal.
Tickled me about that crazy nut in the office next to me who went into the colored restaurant.
Yeah.
Any special term for Indians?
Indian?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the red man.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we was raised here among the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think much of them either. I may be talking when I shouldn't be.
That's common in a lot of areas.
But gee, the Indians.
You get that on there.
No.
This isn't going anyplace.
That's private, he says.
This won't.
The Indians to us were almost worthless. You see, they had the country here and was living just, they're lazy, you know.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have to work. The women did all the work and the men did the hunting.
Oh, that would be a good way.
They took it easy, you know. And when the white men came in here and took the country, of course, you know, they made a treaty with the Indians here and gave each man, woman, and child right here in Washita County 160 acres of and let him choose his own land.
Mm-hmm.
Every man, woman, and child, don't care if he wasn't but one day old.
Mm-hmm.
If he was born, he had a guardian there, and they were allowed to select at their own choosing 160 acres, which is a quarter section of land. And every Indian got a quarter section of land in this country when it was open. And then they couldn't make a living. You know why? They didn't work. They wouldn't work. Of course, in the first place, they didn't have anything to work with.
Mm-hmm.
They had been used to living off the land. Well, what happened? The government had to take them over as wards and feed them and educate them and hospitalize them. Ruined them. If it had put them out there and made them go to work.
Well, they used to travel in great caravans. Wagons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you call a poor white person? That is sort of a...
Financially poor?
Yeah, financially poor, doesn't care much, just sort of exists.
Well, I don't like to call a tramp, but when a guy goes down the road out there, you know, begging, he's a tramp.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say these people live way back in the sticks, and they're just, they're just sort of lazy and shiftless.
Well, we call them, we used the word a while ago. What do we use? What do we call them over there, Mom? Those people back in the sticks.
It's illiteracy, of course.
Hmm?
It's illiteracy to some extent. They're illiterate. How does that work? Am I saying it right?
Mm-hmm. And let's see, your occupation, you are a...
My occupation?
Uh-huh.